Today's daf in Mishra Brura Yomi is daf Chav Zayin Omid Beis. We begin with the very last words of Chav Zayin Omid Aleph. We're in Sif Dalid of Simen Tes Vav. Nikra Hatalis, if the garment rips, Toch Shlosho Edzbos, Somuch Litzvas Haknaf, if the garment rips within the bottom three finger breadths of the garment, close to the edges of the garment, on either the horizontal or the vertical axis, Eino Rashoy L'Sofro, one cannot go and sew that garment up. There'll be two problems over here, and this is based upon a Gemara in Menachos, where a lot of the halachos of tzitzis are found, and a machlokas there between Rashi and Rav Amram as to how to understand the Gemara. Mechaber first brings Rashi. Upirish Rashi, he explains Rashi's understanding of the Gemara as follows. We're concerned when there's a rip within the three bottom etzbos of the garment, the chayshinun sheyishtayer michut hatfira, that when you sew this up, you're going to have some extra strands of the material that you're sewing it up with left over, v'yanichenu, and you're going to have this hanging loose thread, and you'll say, gee, this is a great pair of tzitzis, and I'll use that thread to make tzitzis. V'yosif olav shiva chutin l'shem tzitzis, and you'll go and take that hanging thread, add to it seven other threads, and this will be a kosher pair now of tzitzis that you're putting into this garment. However, the problem is that additional fringe that was hanging down the end of the sewing up is not l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and therefore it's not kosher. Therefore, the Mechaber continues, according to this understanding, ulatamzeh, afilu nikra kolshu lo yispar, any cut within the bottom three etzbos, since you're going to have to take another thread to sew it up, you could mistakenly use that thread as one of the fringes, and it's not l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and therefore you shouldn't sew up any cut or tear in the bottom three etzbos of the garment. Ulafize, furthermore, the Mechaber writes, Talis Shaltzemer, a woolen talis, shenikras, toch shlosha, the garment that's made out of wool that's torn within the bottom three etzbos, you can go sew that up. Mutul litvar ha'idna, why? The ain derech litvar b'chutei tzemer, since we never use threads of wool to sew it up, and since a woolen garment must have woolen threads of tzitzis, so therefore there's no chance that you will make a mistake, and therefore one can sew up such a garment and not be concerned that you'll use the extra threads after sewing it up to use them as the actual fringes for this garment to make a pair of tzitzis. That is the first opinion brought down by the Shulchan Aruch. He then brings down Rav Amram Pirish from that Gemara in Menachos. You have Rav Amram's interpretation. The time of the reason is, not like Rashi said, but the reason is, Mishum denikra toch shlosha, if it's torn within the bottom three etzbos, lesbe toras beged, it's not large enough to be a beged, the minimal share of a beged is three etzbos. And therefore, if it's not called the garment, and you put tzitzis into this, then you're not in fact putting tzitzis into the garment. And therefore, he doesn't allow you to sew this up over here, keman delay se dami, because it's as if there is no garment over here if it is sewn back onto the rest of the garment. V'achava af algav ditfara, keman deposit choshev, and even if you sew it back on, logically it is not considered as if it is significant, and it's as if it's not there. Therefore, the avad bei tzitzis lo pitaru l'talis. If you were to put tzitzis into this part of the garment, which will be the appropriate place normally if you look at a garment in the bottom section of it, but this is not considered garment. So if you were to place tzitzis into this re-sewn back on area, that would be actually potter from tzitzis, and therefore it wouldn't be able to exempt the talis from the requirement to have tzitzis in it. The outcome of this, the Mechaber continues, Ulapeirizeh, according to Rav Amram, im nikra, if it was just torn but not totally ripped, v'nishtayer kosher, as long as it's somewhat still connected, it is kosher, because therefore the garment never was separated. And the piece that is not considered a garment is considered a garment over here because it never was fully separated. The Mechaber continues and he says, v'yesh omrim, there is an opinion over here that holds, dila Rav Amram, according to Rav Amram, lo nifsal, the only time that this garment is no good is if there were tzitzis in it at the time that you sewed it back on. However, avalim achar shetefaro, but if you sewed it back on when there were no tzitzis in the corner, shehitil, in that situation, both tzitzis, and then you put in tzitzis, kosher, then it would be in fact good. So we have a pretty significant difference over here, which the Mishnah Berurah will go into further detail between Rashi's understanding and Rav Amram's understanding. And the Mechaber concludes, Yari Shemayim, a God-fearing person, Yetze as Kulam. He should try to do both of these opinions, Hecha de Efshar. Wherever it's possible, he should try to fulfill both opinions over here. The Mishnah Berurah does point out in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Hecha de lo efshar, if you can't do both, however, for whatever the circumstances may be, Nachtinun desvaras Rav Amram Ikar. The Psak Halacha is really like Rav Amram over here, Vegam de Tfira Choshev Chibur. And if it's sewed back on, it is considered over here connected back to the garment, and if you put tzitzis into it, you would be Yotze Bidyevit. Although in Dirshu note number 11, they bring down the Chazon Ish, who says, B'mikras kazeh, psula ha-talis medaraisa, that there are opinions, according to the many Rishonim, that say the talis would be possible in this situation. Therefore, one should not be makel, except if he is just sewing back on the garment without the tzitzis in it, and then you should put in new tzitzis afterwards. If there are already tzitzis in there, then it's problematic, according to many. That essentially is the entire Mechaber for Siv Dalet. Now let's go back and look at the multiple Mishnah Berurahs that we passed over and have a better understanding of the real Machlokas over here between Rashi and Rav Amram and the Psak Halacha. So in Siv Katan Yud, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Tosh Shlosha Etzbos. We're talking about if the rip, either totally or in part, was within the three bottom etzbos of the garment. Avo lemala mishlosh etzbos, but if you're higher up than the three etzbos, then lekuli alma, everybody agrees, yochel l'tofro lekuli alma, everybody says you'd be allowed to sew it back up, because why? The lepeirish Rashi, according to Rashi, halosham ein mokum tzitzis. That's not the right place to put in tzitzis, so we're not concerned that you may come to take a loose thread of the leftover threads and use it for tzitzis, because you're way too high up on the beged, as we already learned in Siman Yud Aleph. The ain lochoshikachenu letzitzis in this situation because it's at the wrong place. And leperish Rav Amram, according to Rav Amram Gon, is be Torah's beged. Then if it's larger than the three, so then it is called the beged. So then we don't have the problem that it's not something significant. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds, "Vafilu im hakonof hahu nikra legamrei min habegedim tzitziosov." And even if it's totally ripped off over here, "Afilu hochi mutul chaber hakonof v'atzitzis kosher." In this situation, it would be good according to both opinions. However, "Vataz polik," the Taz disagrees. "Uposik tzorich lahatir atzitzis min hakonof hazeh," that one should cut off the tzitzis, take off the tzitzis, not necessarily cut them off, as we pointed out, untie the tzitzis from this part of the garment that had been ripped off, and then when you sew it back on, "Ulatilo mechadish achar atfila v'yesh lahachmir," and this is the more correct way to do this, as we have previously learned in yesterday's shir. In Siv Katan Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah addresses that which the Mechaber wrote, that it's not normal, de'ein derech litfor b'chutei tzemer. People didn't sew up garments using woolen threads. And he writes that in Siv Katan Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, elo bishar minim, we use other types of thread to sew up garments, not woolen threads. V'akol yodin shishar minim einum potrim b'tzemer. And everybody knows that if you have a woolen garment, you can't use anything other than woolen tzitzis, woolen fringes for the edges. So if you're sewing it up with non-woolen threads, as was the common custom, imkein lo yavo litzarif osu l'chut. So nobody would make the mistake to take the excess thread, which is not wool, and use that as one of the fringes to make the actual tzitzios. And therefore, you could use, in this situation, this torn woolen garment, even though you sewed it up. The Mishnah Berurah then brings another kula that says, if you have a garment made out of another material, then it can only be kosher with either woolen tzitzis or tzitzis that are made out of that garment's material. So if you're using threads to sew it up of a third material, a different material, that would also be kosher. Again, the point being that there's no way to make a mistake over here and accidentally use the excess thread and make it into fringes and be over not making the mitzvah l'shei mitzvah tzitzis. In Siv Katan Yud Beis, we're going according to the opinion of Rav Amram here, and the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hu adin im l'chadchila be'eis asiyas ha-beged. The same thing would be true at the time that you made the garment, if you were tofar chatichas beged pachos mishalosh l'svas ha-beged. If at the time of making the garment you added on an extra piece, whether it's the horizontal or the vertical component, the length or the width, the heat of what sits bechatichazu, and you put the tzitzis in that extra little piece there, which is too small, psulali today, it's no good. That's not considered garment. The havi kiman de posik, afshet tefar lebeged. It's considered like it's not part of the garment, even if it's actually part of the garment. And the imyatil tzitzis lemala meyosu chaticha hatfura, and if you then were to put the tzitzis in, not in that part of the garment that was sewn on, the less than three etzbos, but he did it above it, bottom line is, it looks like it's too far away. You had tzitzis ruchokim mikzea beged yosu migimel etzbosu posel. Since you're putting it too high up on the garment, or at least it looks like it's too high up on the garment, because the bottom extra part that you added on while less than Gimel Etzbo, still counts, so therefore, that's not good either. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Aken Yira Oz Litvar Tachas HaKonav Chatichas Beged Shalshalosh Shalshalosh. So he says, this way we always go and add on an additional border or rim there that's at least three Etzbos, and this way, you're never going to have this problem. We'll actually see this in Sivkot and Tezayin later in today's shir. In Sivkot and Yud Gimel, we go according to Rav Amram Gon's Shita, that if you had placed the tzitzis into this non-garment, small, little bottom part, it's no good. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rav Salomar, Afilu also tzitzis chadoshim b'chatichas ha-konof, ha-hu achar shetefar olatalas. Even if you were to place tzitzis into this small cut-off area, after it was re-sewn back onto the garment, Afilu hochi lo potar, that doesn't count because it's not considered a significant part of the garment. The tfira lo choshev chibur b'zeh, it's not considered attached to the garment, even though it physically is. And we view it, keman de posik adayin choshev, we view it as if it's still cut off from the garment. Im mitchila nikra ha-konef legamrei min ha-beged, if it was originally totally cut off. If it was attached a little bit, then it's not considered cut off. But if it was totally cut off, and it's a small piece, it's not considered a garment, even when you re-sew it back on, it doesn't have the status of being garment, and putting tzitzis in there is no good. But in Sivkot and Yadalit, he points out that if there was anything remaining, it wasn't totally cut off. Even if the tzitzis were in that part that was almost totally, but not totally severed, then it would be good. But he does bring down the Yesh Machmirim Bezeh. There are those that say, no, you shouldn't use such a garment that has tzitzis in it if it was mostly cut off. Usfiruluhu demifsalu hayishonim, and this would be no good. Etzorich latila mechodesh achar tvira, and you should go and redo the tzitzis, undo the tzitzis, sew it back on, and then put the new tzitzis back in place. In the Bir Halacha, he explains this is the opinion of the Taz according to Shitas Hatosis. Then in Sivkot and Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah goes according to the Yesh Omrim that we brought down within the opinion of Rav Amram, and he says, Sfiruluhu de tvira choshev chibur. This opinion, the Yesh Omrim, says that when you re-sew it back on, it is considered attached, and the only reason it's possible is because the tzitzis are still inside there. And therefore, velo mifsal el tzitzis shahayu bo b'yeshit tefaru. If the tzitzis were in there at the time that you sewed it on, then it's a problem. Mishum tasev lo min osui. So undo the tzitzis that are in there, sew it back on, and then it would be perfectly good to reattach the tzitzis. He brings down the Taz, who's cholik on this Shulchan Aruch over here, because of the Kuli Alma Modim, Dim La'acha Shetafaru, he till both tzitzis kosher. Taz says, no, everybody would say that that is good. And the Bach says the same thing, the Shira Knesset Agdola and the Gra, the Arts of Sachayim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, all hold like this. However, Mikol Mokom, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Lo Seis Yidei Deo Rishona, in order to not go against the opinion that we brought down first, best suggestion is Yitpar Tachas HaKonef Matlish Yeshbo Shalosh Shalosh, go and sew on a piece that is definitely considered a garment, so now it by all means is considered a good garment. And indeed, in Sivkot and Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, that's why the custom is, Alkei Noagin Litvar B'kol Konef Me'atalis Chaticha Shobeged Shlema Mishalosh Shalosh Mishum Debekama Begodem Motzui Shafil Em Kadoshim Yesh Bohem Tfira. So in order to make sure that you never have over here the potential psul of having too small a little piece, so we put in a nice size 3x3 piece at the bottom of the garment in order that it will always be good, all hadeos. In Dirshu No 10, he brings down the opinion that the Chazon Ish says, Ein lahach mirukach, you don't have to do this. He brings down as well from the Shona Halochos, Sha'arot zelasot tzitzis below chashashu pikpuk, yach milasot kein. If you want to get around any potential problems, do it this way. Sif Hei, the Mechaber writes, Im nikra minekev shatzitzis tolibo ulamata, the hole that the tzitzis are placed into, if that hole rips and tears downwards towards the end of the garment, ata, towards the ends of the garment, im kodem atolas tzitzis lekara, if you had first placed the tzitzis in the hole, and only the tear occurred afterwards, sha'oso tzitzis hoyashon b'shas hakera, that the tzitzis were in the hole at the time that the hole ripped, kosher, then it is perfectly good. In Sivkot and Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, and you didn't sew up the tear. And he says, Komash Malon, Avogad the Lonish Taim Lo Kesher Gudel, even though when you take into account the tear, you're within the small distance that it's too close to the end of the garment for the hole to be. Nevertheless, since it wasn't like that originally, so good. You only need to hold that minimal distance of about 2 centimeters or so from the middle of the thumb to the end of the finger of the thumb. So you only need that lechatchila at the time that you place the tzitzis in there. But if afterwards the hole rips and you have less of a space there, that's not a problem. If you want to sew up the rip, oz in my beged shel tzemer, if it's a woolen garment, yisperenu b'chutei sharminim, use other materials other than wool. And then you don't have to go and redo the tzitzis, you just sew up the hole. Keeping the little nifsal akonof, since the konof is technically considered good from the start, it's not a problem of tase v'lomin or osui. However, if the garment is made of other minim, also l'tofer b'chutin shel min habeged, l'das Rashi, you're not allowed to use the same material that the garment is made of because we're concerned that maybe you'll go and use those extra threads for tzitzis themselves. And even though there are tzitzis there, lo plug, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ella, what should you do in that situation? Yikachute min acher, takes threads from a different material. The Berurah concludes and says it's better to even take non-white threads. Lo yisperenu b'chut lavan, rak b'chut tzavua. Go take colored threads to sew it up, because our minhag today is to only use white threads for the fringes of the tzitzis. And therefore, al kein ein ligzor shema yishai michut atzvir l'shem tzitzis. We don't have to be concerned that the person will inadvertently use that colored thread and make the tzitzis out of it, because that's not the way that we do it nowadays. Even though technically, as we pointed out previously, the din is l'noi, the beautification is if you have a colored garment, you have a green garment, you should put on green tzitzis, but that's not our minhag, and therefore, if you use a colored thread, you'll never make this mistake. This concludes today's shiur, which was a quite difficult one.